Those who ran the marathon now face a new challenge, how to scale down without squandering all their hard-won fitness gains. Researchers at Massachusetts General Hospital are studying how a runner's body changes after you train at your peak and then slow down. WBUR's Jeremy Relosa reports.
Dr. Aaron Bagish runs the cardiovascular performance program at Mass General and is leading the study. He had 22 participants come in for three sessions, once before the 2016 Boston Marathon and twice after.
What we wanted to do was capture where they were at their point of peak fitness before the race and then what happened as their body saw less exercise over the next 2 months.
After they competed in the Boston Marathon, the participants were told to ramp down their exercise. They were limited to just 2 hours of cardio a week, which for a marathoner is not much. At the clinic, the participants were outfitted with a mask to monitor their oxygen intake. They then hopped on a treadmill and were told to run for as long as they could as the treadmill inclined steadily. The participants also had blood tests and EKGs. Greg Welch took part in the study.
How did it feel to be told to not run, essentially?
The first month was easy. The first month, you're like, yeah, not a problem.
But after that first month of the detraining regimen, Welch felt he was losing steam.
Yeah, that was a struggle. You could tell, like, you were working harder. Your heart was definitely beating faster.
A lot of athletes feel that after a week or so of rest, if they're not back at it, they're going to lose fitness. And that's just not really what we found.
Dr. Bagish found his participants' hearts had shrunk by 10 to 20% in the 8 weeks of detraining. But that didn't affect their ability to exercise. He also found little change in their oxygen intake. So by these measures, their fitness was pretty close to what it was when they were in their peak training, even though they might have found the treadmill more grueling. Not only that, but other health metrics like blood pressure and blood cholesterol remained relatively even.
So the most important take-home for runners is that rest and recovery after a marathon is not going to force you to lose ground, that there's always a concern among runners that taking time off after they run is going to result in losses in health gains or losses in fitness. And what we saw is that really out through 4 and then 8 weeks, that a lot of the good benefits of running were still durable.
Greg Welch was back on the course yesterday, his third Boston Marathon and fifth overall. Today, he and the rest of the runners are hopefully taking a break. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jeremy Relosa.